All right, so now we're going to transition into our next speaker, which will be Connie Lindholm. And the song that she requested that we sing is God Hath Not Promised.
Across these words to this hymn when I was in my early 20s, and they resonated with me to such an extent that I copied them in the front of my Bible. I've returned to them for encouragement and a reminder of God's promises for many times over the years, because they so clearly express my relationship with God. During the summer of 2015, I joined the Summit View Women's Study, which used Ann Boskamp's 1,000 Gifts as a focus. As part of the study, I purchased a journal for my personal list of 1,000 gifts, or I assumed it would be more. The journal was designed so that each page had several psalms on a specific topic on the left, with a blank journal page on the right. Appropriately, the first page was entitled Praise to the Lord. Here I started my list with the first and most obvious and my most precious gifts. 1, I found Jesus. 2, I found Dale. 3, Reese and Shelby found their way to our family. Our children are adopted, and after 30 years, we still marvel at how God had his hand in every step of the process. 4, my family and the home and the environment that made up my childhood. I added 1 or 2 gifts per day over the weeks of the study. I made it to number 37, which stated, Friends, a wonderful church community that wraps us in the friendships of fellow believers. At the time, I had no idea how prophetic that statement would be. My list ended here because on July 13th, 2015, I heard words that would change my perspective on how I view things forever. I was given a diagnosis of colon cancer. The next page of my little book of gifts has Cancer Journal, July 14th, 2015, written at the top. My first entry reads, there, I wrote it down. I am a cancer patient, facing so many unknowns right now. I hope to be a cancer survivor by this time next year, but that really is in God's hands. There are two endpoints from here. I can be praising God for more time with my incredible family and church community, or I will be praising him earlier than I expected in heaven. Neither are bad scenarios, and he certainly has my attention right now. Although I have a great sense of grief this morning, I also have the desire to tough it through with a positive attitude, taking care of myself so surgery and chemotherapy will not drain me completely. It was at this point that my little book of Psalms began pointing me to God every time I wrote about my journey. The topic at the page where I wrote those words was my provider. Yes. Here we go. My provider. And I found and highlighted these words, Psalm 145, 18 and 19. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. And Psalm 136, 23 and 25. God remembered us when we were down. His love never quits. Takes care of everyone in times of need. His love never quits. My second journal entry was on July 16th. A lot has happened, and my heart is less hurt today. I have a CT scan tomorrow. So much of the future depends on its results. I don't want to be hopeful and be crushed by a stage 4 diagnosis, metastasis to either my liver or my lungs, meaning treatment would either be done to prolong my life, but not to cure the cancer. 5-year survival, 8%. Deli would only be 8.5, and new baby Meyer would be 4. I have to put these thoughts down because I really can't say them out loud yet. A stage 1 diagnosis is unlikely because a gastroenterologist told me he had to dig very deep to get the tissue for a biopsy, and the tumor had been there for quite some time. That leaves me hoping for a stage 2 or stage 3. Surgery and most likely chemotherapy are in my future. God's message to me in the Psalms on my journal page this day was Psalm 4:8. I go to bed and sleep in peace because, Lord, only you keep me safe. I close that entry with a prayer. God, I know you're in the middle of this with me and will guide me in making the right decisions. When the time comes, Lord, a stage 4 negative CT scan would be nice, but I trust you and wish to be in your will in all things to come. July 17th. Today is a big day. The CT scan is at 10, and I meet my surgeon for the first time at 11:30. Stage 4 or not, that is the biggest piece of information in this process. It determines the path of treatment and how much time I have left with my family. I want to be hopeful, but I'm afraid, because there are reasons for both possibilities. Lord, I need to feel your presence with me today. I need to believe everything will be all right, no matter what. I believe you are in control and have been throughout the ordeal. Please be with me every step today. July 20th. So much happened on Friday, and I have been busy since. I need to put all this down to help sort it all out. God, you have been so good to me. The CT scan was clean, not stage 4. Chances are good I will see more grandchildren and enjoy their preciousness for many years. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. What lies ahead will not be clear for a few days, but the adventure begins tomorrow with surgery to remove the tumor. My most recent list of gifts, which I attribute to God going before me, preparing the way. 1, anemia. My first clue something was wrong. 2, a physician willing to listen to me. 3, this is happening during the summer, where I do not have 250 students and 22 contact hours a week to schedule around. 4, I didn't have to wait 2 months, the standard wait time, for a colonoscopy, and got the procedure within a week. 5, my CEA was normal. The CEA is a test used to follow the course of colon cancer. 6, my oncologist is wonderful. And someone who listens to me, the patient, and explains to me the physiologist. I trust her. 7, CT scan was clean, my worst scenario removed. 8, I really like my surgeon, he makes me feel safe. 9, we were able to schedule surgery in 8 days from my diagnosis, giving me less time to fret. I was originally told it would take up to 2 months. 10, we are surrounded by prayer warriors, family, friends, and some of you. 11, Dale is my rock. There is a long way to go in this journey, and the only thing I'm sure of is that God is here with me. How blessed I am. Excuse me. My diagnosis following surgery was stage 2 cancer with a 20% chance of recurrence. We had to decide whether I should undergo chemotherapy to reduce that to 15%. Not much statistically, but unless you're in that 5%. It was a difficult decision. Prayerfully, I made a list of reasons for and reasons against undergoing chemotherapy. The reasons that helped me to clarify what I needed to do. The reason that eventually held the most weight was that if I did keep chemo and had a recurrence, I would be comfortable with the idea or be able to accept the idea that it was God's plan. But if I had a recurrence after failing to undergo chemotherapy, I would always regret not doing everything I could possibly do for my family and for myself. Once again, God had a message in the Psalms that day, which was entitled, that page was entitled, God's Constant Presence. It said, even there you would guide me, with your right hand you would hold me. Once the decision was made, I was at peace, and we moved on to the next phase of our adventure. Journal entry 4, August 31st. It has been quite a 2 weeks, Lord. Back to work, chemo started, and sometimes I feel overwhelmed. Give me the strength to endure. Better yet, be unmindful of the side effects. This is temporary. This gives me peace of mind. Specifically, today and tomorrow, give me strength to get through the days. I trust you are in the midst of this, like you have been in everything since this started. Help me to focus past this time in my life, to more grandkids, Reese's wedding, and vacations with Dale. God met me in the Psalms again that day with Psalm 118, verses 5 through 6a. I was in trouble, so I called to the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. I will not be afraid because the Lord is with me. Well, in spite of that message, on September 7th, 2015, our 30th wedding anniversary, I wrote, I'm afraid, Lord. I'm having difficulty dealing with the GI pain. Now 12 days after chemo, and in only 2 days, I start over. The possibility of aggravating the GERD and gastritis I'm fighting scares me. I know I cannot do this alone, and I know you suffered more, but I really need your help to get through this with grace and a positive attitude. My first practical request is help and wisdom in controlling the pain. September 26th. So much has happened in the last 20 days. The pain in my gut continued to get worse over time. Looking back, it is only God's grace and presence that got me through. I was able to get through chemo on the 9th, but the pain continued. A fever of 102 and bend-over fetal position pain on the 17th, and an emotional breakdown sent me to the emergency room and a CT scan, which revealed a constricted area at the surgical site in my colon, which caused pain every time I ate. Morphine gave welcome relief as I suddenly discovered what being pain-free felt like again. A follow-up with my surgeon and gastroenterologist, a change in diet and pain medication resulted in life regaining some degree of normalcy, and once again, I feel I can do this. Today's gift, the pain, which colored my world for the past month, eventually became severe enough to send me to the hospital, where I got a diagnosis. If God had taken away the pain, a desire of my heart, if not specifically prayed for, I would have not been willing to go to the ER. Once again, God knows best and uses all things for my good. Again, in the last week, I have had thoughts about my long-term survival and find myself filled with an amazing peace that God is in total control, all caps. Thank you. Today's message from the Psalms, Psalm 137, verses 7 and 9. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Those who wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth. On October 30th, I wrote, Lord, I am once again at your mercy. I feel little joy right now, although Dale, kids, grandkids, future grandkids, and Ruby, my little therapy dog, are so much to be thankful for. I am trying to be optimistic. My Psalms page was filled with encouragement as God held my hand on this day. Oh, I have to walk over. The Lord is the one who holds his hand. O Lord, you are a shield around me. You have held my hand. But God is my strength. He is mine forever. The Lord is my protection. All of those words reached out to me that day. This is the last entry until January 30th. On November 17th, I began a 26-day hospital and rehab stay. Following emergency surgery, I was in GI, respiratory, and kidney failure. I was spent several days in intensive care and have very little memory of those days. But I do remember at one point in time recognizing the fact that I was very ill and there was a very good chance I was going to die. With everything I had done to minimize that possibility, I was surprised at how okay I was with the thought. After all, heaven is my goal and future, and I was at peace. But I believe that God has more for me to do. Because of my medical and my prayer warriors, I started improving. At first, I needed help to do the simplest of tasks. I remember at one point it took every bit of energy, strength, and motivation I could possibly muster to sit in a chair for 1 hour. At this point, I didn't even have the strength to pray, but I felt covered in a cocoon of prayers from my family and friends. After 17 days in the hospital and 9 days in rehab, I went home. I finished my story of my hospitalization on January 30th, and not surprisingly, God had a message for me on those pages. Okay. Now I will take the load from your shoulders. I will free your hands from their heavy tasks. You cried to me in trouble, and I saved you. I answered you out of the thundercloud and tested your faith. I was profoundly moved by the meaning of Easter Sunday in 2016, writing this in my journal. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrificial death and resurrection. I faced the reality of an early death, at least according to my plans, twice this last year. Once when mentally for 5 days I believed there was a possibility of stage 4 cancer. The second time was physically in intensive care, where for a moment I realized that I was going to die, but was at peace with the thought because of the resurrection. I know where I'm going, and heaven is there for me because I trust and follow the risen Christ. Life today is fleeting and full of trials. Heaven is perfect and eternal. I'm 2.5 years past my cancer diagnosis. All tests to date have been clean. I am healthy, semi-retired. I now have 3 beautiful granddaughters, and a grandson is expected in May. I still live with the possibility of a recurrence, but the odds of it happening are decreasing year by year, and my mind doesn't dwell on it so much anymore. I've transitioned from thinking of myself as a cancer patient to considering myself a cancer survivor. As Dale and I look back on our journey, we see God at every step, starting even months before my diagnosis with the tiniest details. He was going before, preparing the way, and then stepped in to meet me every day with every trial. Before this journey, I could never imagine even being able to handle what I went through. In the middle of the journey, I was taking it one day at a time, clinging to God for strength. As I look back on it, I can't imagine how I was able to ever deal with what happened. The answer, of course, is I didn't, but God did. Which brings me back to the words of my hymn and today's theme. This I know, God hath not promised skies always blue, but God hath promised strength for the day, and I know I can depend on him for that. Thank you.